Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world, wide web. We're so excited to have all of those that are tuning in and checking us out from various places. So hello to those that are hanging out at charvette.com, those that are listening in from our mobile app, maybe an Alexa device, and all of our broadcast stations and certainly our streaming stations. Hey there, Facebook Live. Hey there, Periscope. Hey, Twitter. Hey, YouTube, and all of you that are checking us out. So this segment is brought to you by the 4th Annual Pop-Up Conference for Female Entrepreneurs. That is happening November 1st and November 2nd. I am the conference host, so this is your personal invite to join me in Richmond, Virginia, November 1st and 2nd. At the Pop-Up Conference for Female Entrepreneurs, and that is taking place at the Hyatt House Hotel in Short Pump. And go to heygirlhey.biz. Jump over to heygirlhey.biz and register. Early bird registration in September 23rd, so you want to snag your registration before that time and date. And so today's show is an author spotlight. You guys know we love to shout out and salute authors. They are near and dear to our hearts. I think I was saying the other day that this show has been on since 2008. Yeah, 2008. And over a ton of interviews. But I would say solidly say that 65 to 70% of our guests have a book somewhere. They're on the show for something, but they have a book somewhere. And so, and I'm an author and a co-author as well, and a visionary author. And so today we are featuring Audrey Hines. She is here with us. She's the author of Hair with Flair. She's the author of Hair with Flair. She's a resident of Richmond, Virginia, so it's also always very cool to hang out with people that are in the city with me. She has two adventurous kids and a husband of 7 years, so big shout out there. And she's an educator at heart, but really her original baby was writing, and she has found herself back here at the writing board. And so with her new book, Hair with Flair, Audrey's goal is to spark a confidence movement that encourages our youth to embrace and celebrate themselves just as they are. And guess what? Some adults, you know, we're going to throw you in the pile as well. So go ahead and let people know what you're listening to. Again, thanks for all those that are coming in, listening in from all of the live streaming apps. Hey, Facebook Live. Hey, Twitter. Hey, Periscope. Hey, YouTube. You're here listening to our author spotlight. Coming up to the mic right now, Audrey Hines. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Charvette. I am so excited to be here.
We are glad to have you. And so let's jump right on in. So you say in your bio that your original baby was writing. So how far back do you remember, you know, the writing bug biting you?
I was 12 years old, sitting at the kitchen table writing poetry for churches, for events, for all sorts of things. So it's been, I don't want to age myself, Charvette, but it's been a while. It's been over 20 years.
Over 20 years. And so what was the catalyst that said, okay, it's time to get, you know, back in the saddle with this?
You know, the beginning of this year, there was a Agile Writers Conference, and I hadn't heard of the group at the time, but decided to get plugged into the writing community. And as my children have gotten a little older and more independent, decided that this would be the perfect opportunity to get back into, as you mentioned, my first love, which is writing. So I, at the last minute, the night before the conference, it was about 11:30 p.m. when I decided to purchase the ticket. I had been waffling for a few days and finally just made the decision. And I remember you, Charvette, you did the very first one that I attended, the first workshop, and it was amazing. I was blown away. I immediately felt welcomed. I immediately felt like I was supposed to be there, and it was really confirmation for me to go ahead and move forward and put some action to my words.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome. So, and I certainly absolutely remember you in the session that that I was facilitating. Big shout out to Greg Smith, who is the founder and, you know, executioner and all of that for Agile Writers. He has such a dear space in my heart. And actually, my upcoming book, Propel, I mentioned him in the book. So he has a very dear space in my event career. So thank you for that. And so that was really like the catalyst to say, okay, let me put some fire up under my rump here. And so you could write about a lot of different things. So how did Hair with Flair come about?
Yeah, interesting story behind that. So hair has been a pain point in my household for, okay, my daughter is almost 10, so for about 8.5 years now. For those that have met my daughter, Samantha, she has very long, thick hair, very much like her father. They have Caribbean roots, and naturally, I'm thinking, sure, it'll be easy to do her hair. I've been doing hair all my life. I have hair, right? It was not that simple. It was not, I could not believe how difficult it was to do her hair. And it actually brought me back to my own childhood. And I remember that natural hair journey. And I've personally been natural for 8 years now. And to this day, I love my stylist dearly, but I still fight with him to get my hair styled because it's not comfortable. It's not. So with Hair with Flair, I wanted to write a book, and if I'm being totally honest, this book took a life of its own. My original thought was to write something that my daughter could be proud of, that she could pass on to my granddaughter, so we would have a you know, family understanding that we have thick and healthy and strong hair, and it's not the easiest to deal with. And when I started writing the book, Samantha actually got involved in the process, and she included some of her own personal illustrations in the book, and of course that got me even more excited about the project. And the more I started being open about the book, the more people started celebrating with me and getting excited with me and telling me about their own daughter's personal journey. And the thing that was most shocking for me, it was people of all walks of life that had these hair with flair journeys. It was not just in my household. I'll put it like that. And the more, you know, people were influenced and inspired, the more I wanted to get the message out there. And I made a decision and decided that this is the book that I'm going to do, and I took it and ran with it.
Oh, to the M, to the G. Took it and ran with it, and now it is here, and you can get it in your hot little hands. Hello to all those that are coming in and listening in. This is Charvette Mitchell with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and our author spotlight, Audria Hines, is with us, author of Hair with Flair. Thanks again for all the comments and the love in Facebook Live, Twitter, Periscope, and YouTube. All right, and so I love that your daughter's name is Samantha, which is also the name of the lead character. But I want to go back to a point that you said about that this journey around hair, it kind of transcends really nationality, race, and all of that. And so really gets to the point around just confidence, acceptance, and all of that. And so why do you think today in the age that we live in that that people struggle with confidence and maybe even self-acceptance?
Oh, absolutely. So in working in the school system, I see it at a very young age. I mean, as young as kindergarten, where little girls especially are very self-conscious, very self-aware of themselves and their peers. And I feel like a lot of it does come from media. We have this unrealistic expectation to be perfect. Even commercials mm-hmm. make us feel like we have to be perfect. And the reality is perfection does not exist. Your makeup and lashes exist, of course, but that's not perfection. And with the book, I definitely wanted little girls to understand that they should be proud of themselves as they are, that they should celebrate themselves as they are, and that self-love is going to take them so far in life.
Absolutely. And not just, I know this is targeted to younger people and all of that, but adults can take on some of this as well, right? Because if it doesn't, if it's not really dealt with when a younger age, it shows up right in the adult life.
That's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head there. I find myself in my 30s, and I still find myself being self-conscious about certain things. And I run into other women, other mothers that find themselves in that very same position in life. And we have this battle with ourselves because we tend to be our biggest critic, and we tend to be very harsh on ourselves when the reality is, you know, most times we're given this thing called life, our best effort, and we have to give ourselves mm-hmm. credit. We have to just acknowledge that, hey, we're doing the best we can. We're beautiful as we are, and beauty does not, you know, beauty is definitely in the eye of the beholder, and I'm a firm believer that it's not just in all of these things and all of these accessories. Like, what happens when you strip all of that down and you have to face yourself in the mirror? Then what?
Then what? Then what? And that beauty, confidence. Let me take the word beauty out, because, like you said, that's really defined a lot of different ways. But confidence and self acceptance and all of that. It's a holistic thing. It's not just about looks. Although it seems like women in particular, I don't think, not so much for men. Men, if you're listening and you want to comment in, you know, let us know. But it seems more so for women. That the looks are a determining factor a lot of times mm-hmm. around the confidence piece and the acceptance piece. And so hashtag this is us, like, girl, go live your life. go live your life. While people are tuning in and listening in, how can they follow you on social media and online?
Yeah, absolutely. So on Instagram, my name is pretty boring. It's Audrey Hines. The last name is spelled H-I-N-D, like David S. And on Facebook, my follow is at Audrey Hines, the author.
Fabulous, fabulous. All right, we're going to take a very quick commercial break. Then when we get back, I want to jump in and talk about Hair with Flair and the lead character, Samantha, and a lot of other things. Listen, we're going to check out some of the live reviews that are on Amazon and see what's going on over there.
Awesome.
yes, this is reality radio here. All right, so listeners, hang tight as we go out to commercial break. Again, this segment is brought to you by the 4th Annual Pop-Up Conference for Female Entrepreneurs. I am the host of that conference. I invite you to join me here in Richmond, Virginia, in the capital city, at the Hyatt House Hotel in Short Pump. And that's going to be November 1st and November 2nd. November 1st is a Friday, and November 2nd is a Saturday. Register online at heygirlhey.biz, heygirlhey.biz, not .com, not .org, .biz, and go ahead and check out our full schedule. Check out all of the amazing speakers that we have lined up. And this is for women in business, female entrepreneurs, those that are aspiring. So maybe you're a speaker, you're an author, you're a thought leader, you own a daycare, you are a therapist, you are a doctor, a lawyer, you're going to be doing something else outside of that. This conference, this boutique style conference, is for you. And this is your personal invite from the conference host to join me for the 4th annual pop-up conference here in Richmond, Virginia. All right, we're going out to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to hear more about Hair with Flair. Don't you move. We'll be right back.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Join us for the 17th annual James River Writers Conference, happening at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, Saturday, October 12th and Sunday, October 13th. with masterclasses starting Friday the 11th. This conference is an annual gathering in Richmond, Virginia that attracts prize-winning authors and highly regarded editors and literary agents from around the country to share their wisdom about writing and publishing. Register today at jamesriverwriters.org. And we will see you October 12th and October 13th at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. Find out more at jamesriverwriters.org.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again. Thanks for those that are hanging out with us, listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We are broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. Hello to those that are commenting, showing love on Facebook Live and Periscope and Twitter and YouTube. We appreciate you, and certainly those that are hanging out at Charvette.com and iTunes. Hey, iTunes, I cannot forget you, those that are subscribed to the podcast on iTunes, and you're checking it out at your leisure. We appreciate you. All right, so we're jumping back into our author spotlight with Audrey Hines. And listen, we're going to talk about Hair with Flair. This is a children's book, and it is amazing. It features the main character, Samantha. And so tell us, Audrey, how did this character kind of come alive in your head? Did the character start talking to you? Did you dream about it? How did that happen?
So I sat down and really just started writing, and you're absolutely right. The character just started coming alive for me. She reminds me very much of my daughter. She has her likeness, she has her personality, and in the story, she's an artist just like my daughter, Samantha. So she is very excited about hosting her very first art show, and she's taking care of all the little details that you can think of, right down to her nail polish and, of course, all the pictures on the wall. And then she realizes, as her guests are coming in, that her hair is a mess. She forgot that one important detail. Yes. Yeah. So she then is in, can you imagine? I mean, in the middle of your own event and you're having a bad hair day and you are the star of the show. And that is what this character, Samantha, is experiencing. And she has so many ideas as to how she can fix this problem. She's an action taker, and she decides that she's going to fix it in many different ways. She does everything from trying to comb it, to trying to brush it, to even trying to hide it with a hat. Until she finally realizes that, you know, all her attention is taken off of, you know, her art show. And then she embraces her hair just as it is and realizes that her audience loved her the way she was from the very beginning. And at the very end, she ends up, you know, giving that traditional fairy tale ending where she gives a standing ovation, flyaways all over the place and all. And she is really coming to embrace and celebrate that. By the end of the book, she realizes that her hair is actually her greatest art of all.
Oh, I love it. And it's beautifully illustrated. Tell us about the illustrations.
Yeah, so the illustrator is actually a young lady that lives overseas. She is extremely passionate about what she does. And one of the cool things that is in the book is throughout the book, there are hidden crowns. So I'm a firm believer that your hair is your crown. So there are hidden crowns throughout the book. So it's always a fun, interactive read when you're, you know, parent and child, or child and educator, to have the children look for those little crowns throughout the book, because it really just enhances their experience and reminds them that they too have a crown, and it's their hair.
Love that.
And the illustrations on the wall are actually my daughter. The illustrator was phenomenal. I sent her over some pictures that Samantha had done. My actual daughter's name is Samantha, and she was able to upload them and make it look like an actual part of the book. So naturally, that's something that's very near and dear to my heart.
Oh, legacy. And like you said, down the road, your daughter will be able to show this to her daughter and all of that. Hair with Flair. How can people pick up a copy?
Yeah, Hair with Flair is everywhere, y'all. So it is on Amazon, of course. I recently found out it's on Walmart. It's on Target, all of these places online. It's at Barnes & Noble. If you can purchase a book there, then you can find Hair with Flair.
All right. And I'm sure at any of your, wherever you're listening from across the United States, any of your local book stores, if they don't have it, tell them to order it. You know, somebody that's really supporting local bookstores, if they don't have it on hand, tell them to order it and they can order it. And I think every little girl, so if your mom, a dad, an auntie, godmom, whoever, uncle, buy this. And it's something that seems like a quick read, but just will really boost their confidence and esteem. Like one of those books you have on the shelves before, you're trying to get them to go to sleep and it's like, let's read a book. Is this a great option to pull off the shelf for that?
This is a great option to pull off the shelf for that. I've had many moms tell me that their daughter wants this one for their bedtime story every single night. So it's definitely a great option. It's a quick read. It's a fun read. It's colorful. And it just reminds them that they are great just as they are. And that's the message that, why wouldn't we want to send them to bed with that message?
Absolutely. And we have to, I think, do this. Parents, I'm personally not a parent, but I'm a godmother, I'm an auntie, and all that kind of stuff. But we definitely have to make sure, I think, those messages, those good messages, are out there to perhaps even override things that come through media or through social media or just their interactions with friends that are, like you started off saying, that are making children maybe feel like they're not adequate or what have you, even at very, very young ages. And so I want to shout out a couple of reviews from Amazon. So, because listeners, of course, it's great for us to say that our books are amazing, but listen, we have other people who have purchased all 5-star reviews, purchased and made comments. And so S. Graham from Amazon, 5-star review, said, awesome. I absolutely love children's books. Hair with Flair is among my favorite now. I received this book about 2 weeks ago, and I have read it several times. Read it to several of my young relatives. They love the book. I'm going to be purchasing additional copies for gifts. You have to get a copy. So thanks, S. Graham from Amazon. And then also Erica Hickman, a 5-star review from Amazon. I love it. I can't even begin to describe how wonderful this book is. It's adorable and poignant, smart and relatable. I loved reading it with my daughters. It will be on our shelf for years to come. There we go. So how does it feel when you see those types of reviews coming in?
It feels amazing. This original thought for Hair with Flair was something that I thought would be on my daughter's bookshelf, and that's why I naturally thought that family and friends would support it, but I had no idea that it would turn into a movement, and I'm honored, I'm humbled, I'm grateful. The first week of sales, it actually did go bestseller on Amazon, so that was a huge deal. I remember getting online and telling people, like, guys, we're almost there, and the community really rallied up, and it wasn't just Richmond. I had people as far as Hawaii and Seattle purchasing the book, so it really just turned into a nationwide confidence movement, and the idea that people are spreading love and trusting me with a message in their homes, which is a very intimate space with their child, means the world to me. I don't take that lightly at all.
Absolutely. And I think that it was really smart of you to kind of center this around her hair. You know, in particular, I was just thinking back while you were talking, a friend of mine, me and one of my best friends, Precious, her name, and that's her real government name, Precious, we were going on a cruise a few years back to the Bahamas, Nassau and Freeport, and we scheduled a hair appointment to get braids the night before. Scheduled the night before, and we were going to leave cruise out of Norfolk until the next day. So the hairstylist backed out on us.
Hairstylist backed out.
We are getting ready for this fabulous cruise, you know, hashtag hot girl summer, whatever, you know, whatever. All, we're going to have fun, right? and the hairstylist, like, backed out on us. So, and so we went on a cruise with just, you know, our hair, just whatever we could do. But I remember, you know, kind of like you have to pause and like, okay, you know, NDIRE, you are now your hair, right? And just say, you know what,
right,
just enjoy. We are in this beautiful island and all of this, and just enjoy. But I thought about that, you know, as you were talking. It's so interesting how our hair can play a role in the confidence level.
Oh, absolutely. On a great hair day, let me tell you something. I am trying to run into everybody in the world. I'm trying to see everyone. I am living my best life on a good hair day. Meanwhile, on a bad hair day, no. I am hat on, shades on. I am ducking everybody. So it matters. I mean, it matters.
It does. It does. But hair with flair will help focus us on, you know, listen, you are amazing, no matter, you know, however your hair is hanging out. So, but it doesn't stop there. You have a new book that's coming out. So tell us about that.
Yes. So my new book is called My Daddy the Coach. I am so excited about that. So just a little piece here. So hair with flair for me was done by a vanity publisher. You know, I learned a lot during that experience, and it was really an experience of failing forward. It truly looked like, you know, on social media, it looked like I kept getting a lot of wins, but the reality was behind the scenes, there were a lot of things that were not going as they were expected to go. So for the next project, I decided that I would do it myself. I decided that I had learned quite a bit from the first experience and that I wanted to also put my own imprint on the book, and it's going to be Parker & Co. Press, which is going to be my publishing company. So I made a decision to go ahead and launch this book under my own company. This one here is so near to my heart. So my husband is actually a coach. He's been coaching for 5 years, 2 seasons, every single year. So that's 10 months of the year. I'll tell you, he and I used to coach side by side, and now I kind of, you know, my kids are much more active than they were 5 years ago. So I don't have quite as much time. In fact, he's coaching right now with our son. But I realized how much time you have to dedicate. You know, homework is never done on time. You're always sort of pushing back dinners. You have to be this advocate for a team of people, and it's a wonderful thing. Those that coach, especially, you know, dads that get in there and coach, it just means so much. I've seen so many students that have gone on from the middle school level, which is the level he coaches, to go on and compete on the high school level because of the influence that he had. And the other reason I decided to do this book is because there are not a lot of father-son books out there. There just aren't. We always have a lot of girl power stuff, which obviously I'm about girl power, but I'm also the mother to a son. And there are, I need to uplift our little boys. If, you know, reading scores are lower for boys. Why? They don't have the same literature that the little girls have. So I wanted my son to be able to look at a book and see something that was relatable to him, not just in skin color, but in sports. The book talks about all their favorite sports. And I am the person that does not believe every child deserves a trophy. I'm not that mom. I'm not that coach. I'm not that person. I believe that you need to earn it. If you didn't earn it, you're not getting it. Not in this house anyway.
Right.
So, in the book, that's one of the things that I decided to, you know, highlight, that where having to practice good sportsmanship and having to really work for the win. And what happens if you don't win? What happens if you're in Little League and you don't win? Well, you have to get the book, of course, to find out. But
right.
that is a quick spotlight on that particular book. And again, it's My Daddy, the Coach.
Oh, I love, love, love that. Awesome. So we'll keep our eyes open for that. And so do you have any events that are coming up that listeners can kind of get a sneak peek about?
Absolutely. Make sure you guys follow me on my social media. I have I have an event in Northern Virginia coming up at a bookstore there that's going to be on November 2nd. I am going back to Barnes & Noble again in November, so I'm excited about that. There are a few other things that are coming up in October and even a paint event coming up at the end of this month. So there are quite a bit of events that are coming up. Follow me on my social media. Again, it's at Audrey Hines, the author, on Facebook, and it'll give you details on all of that.
Wonderful. And also, do you have a main website that you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. It is AudreyHines.com. Really simple. Just remember that Hines is spelled H-I-N-D, like David S.
Wonderful. Listeners, I think you need to give Audrey a round of applause. Awesome job there. And we're going to keep our eyes and ears open for you. And the last question I have for you, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you.
You know, I continue to be motivated by other influencers. I absolutely love watching the journey of other men, women, and even nowadays children win, and they really give 100% to their goals. It's so easy to spend 8 hours working on at a job, working on someone else's goal. And if that's what you're doing, you know, that's great. I'm there too. I get it. But when you finally take that leap of faith, to have that courage to decide that I'm going to influence and be influenced. And I'm so inspired by those folks like yourself, Charvette, that have taken that leap of faith and that are showing individuals like myself, you know, a rising author, that it's possible. That means the world to me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been great watching you and seeing, you know, a lot of times people have a lot of aspirations and dreams. And like you said, we connected in January of this year, and and then they don't do anything. And so it's really great to see that you had the aspirations and the dreams, and then you also brought them to fruition, because it doesn't matter. All of the conferences, and listen, I want you to buy a ticket to my conference. I'm not saying that. Those listeners, I want you to buy a ticket
right.
to the conference. But all the tickets, all the conferences, all the everything, coaching, mentoring, all of that, if you don't implement, it really doesn't even matter. And the process teaches you. Some people are waiting for things to be perfect in perfect conditions when the process is going to teach you, but you have to get in the process for it to teach you. So that is that. Well, thank you so much for stopping by the show, and have an amazing rest of your journey with all of your books and more to come.
Wonderful. I appreciate that, Charvette. You enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for having me on this show. I have been on pins and needles anticipating this moment. So
wonderful. Now you can relax. Now I can relax.
Yes, I know.
Awesome.
I know.
Thank you so much. All right, listeners, guess what? That is going to be a wrap for today. We thank you for all those that have been hanging out on Facebook Live, all of the live streaming locations. We appreciate you. Check back next week as we bring you additional phenomenal, amazing guests. I'm Charvette. Follow me at charvette.com or twitter.com/charvette.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.